Pence will be there. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The former vice president running against his old boss has become the eighth Republican 2024 candidate to qualify for the first debate in 2 weeks.
A Pence campaign spokesperson said Mike Pence made quick and easy work of the donor threshold, and he's looking forward to a substantive debate about the issues important to the American people. Hopefully, former President Trump has the courage to show up.
The front runner in the race has suggested he might skip the debate. That was Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Now, a Trump Truth Social post claims he'll be the only politician in history not allowed to speak, claiming special counsel Jack Smith, who he calls deranged, is trying to silence him, requesting a protective order in the election interference case.
Trump attorneys arguing in a trial about First Amendment rights, the government seeks to restrict First Amendment rights, noting President Biden has continually attacked Mr. Trump, who is this administration's primary political opponent.
That's Fox's Mike Emanuel. Smith responded saying the former president wants to litigate this case in the media. A judge has yet to set a hearing date. President Biden is in Arizona, focused on this today.
Nearly 1 million acres in Arizona will be established as the Baj Nuwavjo Itakukveni, or ancestral footprints of the Grand Canyon National Monument, protecting land sacred to tribal nations and indigenous people.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. It's the day after storms did damage from south to north. Fox's Katie Byrne is in Westminster, Maryland.
Downed power lines, electric poles, trees, anything you could think of. And here, Maryland State Police were up late into the night rescuing more than 30 adults and 14 kids who were trapped in cars just like this. They were either surrounded by live wires or wedged under some of these poles.
Well, it's hundreds of thousands still without power. Man killed by lightning in Alabama, South Carolina. Boy, was hit by a falling tree. In Ohio, they're voting today on a ballot issue that could up the threshold in constitutional amendments to 60% voter support. America's listening to Fox News.
Reggie was a nurse for 16 years.
I had become very burnt out. I wasn't making good money.
Then it happened.
There was an ad for My Computer Career, and it just spoke to me.
My Computer Career was the best decision he ever made.
I could study anywhere from my laptop, and I was working in the first couple weeks of me being in class.
Reggie hit a home run.
The field is teeming with jobs.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
The school is amazing.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
They're sad. They're angry, and they finally got a forum to speak out. Families of 13 U.S. troops killed in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan 2 years ago.
All I hear is him and his son. Avenge me.
That's Steve Nakui. His son Kareem was a Marine Lance Corporal.
Darren Hoover, father of fallen U.S. Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Darren Taylor Hoover, describing his late son.
The poster child for being a loving and caring human, and took that responsibility to a whole other level.
GOP Representative of California Daryl Issa holding the first ever congressional forum for Gold Star families of 13 service members killed in the 2021 Kabul airport attack during the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan.
The men and women of the military stand ready to do anything they're allowed to do for your families now and in the future.
Congressman Issa addressing families, apologizing for not holding the forum sooner. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
In Ukraine, two Russian missile strikes have killed at least seven people, 81 others injured when an apartment building, a couple of them were hit in Pokrovsk in the Donetsk region. Russia has taken partial control of a copycat threat in Uvalde, Texas, but it's not just anyone being accused. It's a relative of the killer who massacred 21 people last year at an elementary school until police killed him.
A cousin of the Uvalde school shooter has been arrested and charged with making threats to a school, even police say vowing to do the same thing. The San Antonio teenage boy's mother was the one who called police to report the threats after overhearing him on the phone trying to acquire an AR-15 through an illegal private sale. Police say the family lives near an elementary school. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks could drop. Dow futures down well over 200 points the day after the Dow surged up over 400. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. National Weather Service assessing storm damage in central Illinois. Surveys taking place in parts of Morgan, Sangamon, Christian, and Shelby counties. They say at least one tornado hit portions of Sangamon and Christian counties. No word on any injuries. A trial set to start this week for longtime chief of staff of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Timothy Mapes charged with lying to a grand jury in the federal probe that led to Madigan's indictment last year in a racketeering case. Mapes served as Madigan's chief of staff from 1991 until June 2018. Decatur man accused of leading Springfield police on a chase in a stolen car. Authorities say the car reported stolen Friday. Police chased the vehicle before the driver crashed at Chatham Road and Wabash Avenue. Officers arresting Devon Price after he tried to hit them with an object. Price taken to the hospital with minor injuries in this case. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe.
Hey, good Tuesday morning. It is 7:06 ESPN 92.5. Morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie.
If you don't like your copier, you can call Watts Copy Systems. Ask for Greg Wolf to get a free, no-cost assessment. If you don't like what it does, the paper gets jammed, all the color stuff and all the blah, blah, blah. It's a mess. Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. Time for weather. Meteorologist Greg Solier's on the job. Good morning, Mr. Weatherman.
Good morning there, sir and ma'am, and a good-looking, pretty fine-feeling morning by and large here across East Central Illinois in the Twin Cities. A little haze on the horizon, a couple of fog patches. We're at 59 here in the Philo-Sydney area to 58 at Rantoul, 61 Danville to 63 Bloomington-Normal over at Willard and Savoy and downtown holding up at 62 degrees. Yeah, pretty quiet and eventful spell of weather. Yeah, there's a series of systems and a moderately active weather pattern, but nothing out of control around here. If you want that, that's down in Arkansas and that particular part of the country. In through the Ark-La-Tex, some big rain and storms down there as that hot ridge collapses away around our neck of the woods. A little weak disturbance and plenty of low-level moisture from the recent rains, and we may bubble up a little shower activity in spots here later on today. A little more significant weather system doing as we move about tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night. Any other time, we'd be in fairly good order, and here across East Central Illinois locally, we'll take the rain pretty good, but areas to the north and south and southwest are overtly wet. There may be another inch of rain coming our way, and pretty easy to take temperatures for the foreseeable future. Up to 82 today as we turn partly sunny and a small chance for an isolated shower this afternoon and evening time, otherwise becoming fair in the overnight, down to 61. Tomorrow, some showers and thunderstorms in the mid to late afternoon, the high around 80. They'll be with us in the first part of tomorrow night with a low down to 65. Sunshine back in, 83 on Thursday. Another small iffy shower chance Friday into early Saturday. Weekend highs from 85 on Friday, low to mid 80s Saturday and Sunday, where we ought to be for the time of year, and the temperatures at or just a hair below average in through much of next week, and a pretty quiet beginning part of early next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Well, a pair of think tanks are urging a federal court to block the President Biden administration's plan to cancel $39 billion in student loans. Political analyst, host of the Truth Will Set You Free podcast, Anthony Russo, down in Fort Worth, Texas. I thought the Supreme Court ruled on this. What's this about, Anthony?
Well, I mean, I think we know. We've talked about it in the past. This is the easiest way to buy the 20 to 30-year-old vote. Just proposing it is the way that the Joe Biden administration, I don't think Joe Biden is right behind this, but that his administration, the Democrat Party, knows that they can paint this awful picture of the Republicans, that they don't want to help people in debt and all these different things. So they went behind the Supreme Court's back and essentially did something that they knew would get struck down. The problem is the executive order that Biden put in for this $39 billion of loan relief is set to start very quickly. So there has to be something, there has to be a group steps in. There has to be a judge that steps in. So Mackinac Center and the Cato Institute filed a complaint and hoped that a judge would intervene. And that's kind of where we're at.
Okay. Well, again, if you go out and buy a new car and then all of a sudden the government starts giving away cars, I kind of want my credit. What about the people that paid or joined the military or did all that other? It's just a question of fairness. Why is it okay for that and not for the people that got three jobs and paid it?
Right. Or, you know, why are we not looking at the debt of people that did have a choice to have massive loans, like people that had cancer. It literally makes zero sense, except for the fact that it's targeted directly for the purposes of vote. You know, not always a huge Dave Ramsey fan, but Dave Ramsey was on Neil Cavuto talking about this very same thing. And Dave Ramsey was saying, you know, if this is such an issue and these student loan debts are spiraling out of control, why have we not done anything to fix it for the future? So let's throw this pretend Band-Aid. Say they really do have good intentions. Let's throw this Band-Aid to try to fix some of the stuff of the past. But borrowers are still taking out more loans than ever. College prices are still higher than they've ever been, and they're growing every year. So why have we not fixed the actual problem, but instead we're just trying to buy votes? That's essentially where we're at. And Dave Ramsey had a great point there. Why haven't we even looked at the possibility to fix things for the future? What are we setting this up for 20 years from now? They could buy the vote again. It makes no sense.
I guess you can question, too, why does college cost so much? I mean, you look at the cost and, I guess, go up and down the line and say, you know, is this necessary? Is this necessary? Should we have this many here? I mean, have they ever looked at that kind of belt-tightening thing at a college and said, you know what, you don't necessarily need $45,000 a year to go to school. Maybe we can, you know, Parkland College, the greatest community college in the world. I mean, it costs $4,000 a semester.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's more like right. It. I mean, can't we figure out a four-year institution where everybody makes money? It's just maybe we figure out how to do it for $10,000 or $15,000 instead of $40. I mean,
yeah.
It's crazy.
No, absolutely,
expenses.
Absolutely. And it's like you're wondering, okay, so that you're going to get a liberal arts degree for $30,000+ a year, where you're learning Swahili verbal studies or something random like that, and there's just no point. So why not look at the fact that we don't have inexpensive enough options in college. We also have had some aggressive borrowing done by some of these major institutions like the Fannie Mae's and Sally Mac's and all these different things across the country that they're not paying anything. We're like you mentioned the question before, we're shifting all of the responsibility to the taxpayers across the country that, like you said, maybe didn't even go to college, or they made sure to pay their way, or parents that spent the money. The famous video, obviously, with Elizabeth Warren showing the father going, wait, so I didn't go on vacation. I did everything right, and I'm going to be punished for it. But no, we're looking at a place where we're not punishing the institutions for essentially making money off students that are not learning anything. We're not putting any responsibility on them. The borrowers, you know, I've said this for a long time when this came up, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, they started talking about this. I said, you know, if they're going to jump in and do something, why don't they actually force the hand? They're the government to get rid of interest payments. Say, you know what, from this point forward for XYZ people, we're going to stop the interest payments. But we're trying to completely cancel a certain specific number of student debt, and it's actually falling on the backs of the taxpayer. We've got $1.7 trillion in student loans out right now across the country, which is absolutely absurd. But this is not the way to fix the problem. This is literally, as I've said, and I'll keep repeating, a way to buy votes, because they've already jumped out ahead of it. The Democrat Party has already said, where does it actually say it? Hold on. They said, essentially, the Department of Education claims a statement that the suit that they're trying for is a desperate attempt from right-wing special interest groups to keep hundreds of thousands of borrowers in debt. The rhetoric is just disgusting.
Well, if we're just, you know, sometimes you're wondering, America can't be that dumb. And I don't think we are. I think most of the people have caught on to all this. That's why Donald Trump's numbers continue to go up the more indictments he gets. People see this as not really fair and not equal justice under the law. It's Anthony Russo, another minute or so on the Tappan's Towing phone line. So where do we go from here? We have an upside down world. We have all the crime, teaching transgenderism at age 6. We have inflation going crazy. Costs at the grocery store are just ridiculous. But the worst thing that the Biden administration has done in my eyes is Afghanistan. And the Gold Star families had a chance to speak yesterday. I got some of the clips coming up. Just heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. It was, and that's spurring the old F Joe Biden went to Let's Go Brandon. And the whole thing started, and they were college students that 20 and 30-year-olds are trying to buy. It was absolutely irresponsible the way we got out of Afghanistan. Not to mention the 13 that died are American soldiers, but the generations of Afghans that helped us that we left. It's horrible.
Oh, no, that is the most egregious mistake in the presidency so far. I mean, you do, and yes, the 13 are incredibly sad, but you also look at the fact that there was thousands of Afghans that have probably been slaughtered in their own country because of the incompetence of this administration. And then you've got little things like this where they try to buy votes. You've got prices on the rise. And lastly, you look at the numbers for what we actually have in savings. That's the key. People are like, why does it feel like the economy is good, yet we're saying it's bad? And it's because in August of 2021, there was four times the amount of savings for people in their savings accounts, in their bank, et cetera, than we have right now. Something is off. Something is wrong. And that was after COVID, by the way. Yeah, so, yeah. After the lockdown. It's just something's very wrong with this administration. Problem is they're being propped up by the left-wing media to make it seem like things are actually still really good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, and we're on a downward spiral.
Anthony Russo, how can people find you?
The easiest way to find me, and I might have a new podcast coming up, which we'll talk about, I'm sure, next time I'm on.
All right, Anthony Russo, one more time. I missed the place we find.
Sorry, Truth Will Set You Free USA. You can find it on any of the podcast networks or also on the major social media.
Hey,
Truth Will Set You Free USA.
Good chatting again. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it. ESPN 93.5, 716 Sports Headlines.
Well, we're gearing up for the St. Louis Cardinals in Tampa Bay with a 5:40 first pitch. Let's get your Redbird recap.
After a day off yesterday, the Cardinals are back at it tonight, opening a three-game midweek series in Tampa. The Rays also enjoyed a day off yesterday. The Cardinals are sending Miles Michaelis to the mound tonight. The right-hander enters with a 6-7 record and a 4.29 ERA. In his career, Michaelis is 0-2 with a 7.71 ERA in two career starts against Tampa Bay. For the Rays, they'll counter with Zach Eflin, who is 12-6 with a 3.46 ERA. He's 1-1 with a 4.42 ERA in three career starts against the Cardinals. St. Louis will try to have success against Eflin in Tampa, something not many teams have done. At home, he's 10-2 with a 2.60 ERA. There's not a lot of history between the Cardinals and Rays, but the two teams did play a three-game series in Tampa last June, with the Rays taking all three games from the Cardinals. First pitch tonight is scheduled for 5:40. That means our coverage gets underway at 4:45. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
The Mets beat the Cubs 11-2 yesterday. They've got a 6-10 start. You'll hear the action over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over the New York Yankees. That final was 5-2. Their game will start at 7:10 to continue that series. Illinois versus Florida Atlantic in the Jimmy B Classic, Madison Square Garden on December 5th.
Oh, wow, Florida Atlantic, didn't they make that deep run?
I know. This is part of an announcement yesterday.
All right.
And then we have more audio from Coach Brett Bielma coming up.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday. Pretty quiet and eventful spell of weather ahead over the next 7 to 10 days. Couple of frontal boundaries on the move. No major rain events in store. Temperatures in check along with humidity levels as well. A little patchy fog around in spots early on this morning. Otherwise, a partly sunny day. And there may be an isolated shower thunderstorm later on this afternoon and evening time. Up to 82 today. Light northwest wind becoming fair on the overnight tonight. 61. Tomorrow, increasing clouds and more significant wet weather system comes our way, and where there have been recent spells of heavy rainfall, we'll keep an eye on maybe some ponding and localized standing water again in some of those fields. A high tomorrow at 80 with showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and early tomorrow night with a low down to 65. Sunshine 83 on Thursday, maybe another stray shower here for Friday into Saturday. High temperatures up into the low to mid 80s. Dry Sunday at 83 degrees. Quiet weather again continues on into early next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Yeah, I got some good Brett Bielma coming up next. I'll after the fourth practice of the year, I shall give you that next.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street is looking at mixed news from corporate America today. AMC shares are rallying. The movie theater company managed to make its first profit since 2019. With Barbie, Oppenheimer, and Mission Impossible bringing in a big audience, July was the strongest month for revenue in AMC's 103-year history. Eli Lilly's forecast is upbeat. Shares of the company are rallying. Though UPS had a mixed quarter and a cautious outlook, that stock is losing ground. SeaWorld says its attendance dropped in the recent quarter. Extreme heat and smoke from Canadian wildfires impacted theme parks, and it's also been dealing with delays in construction. SeaWorld says it's preparing for its Halloween and Christmas events, which have grown bigger and bigger over the years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my brand new podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast, is launching on the Fox News Podcast Network. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
So there's talk of AI,
yeah,
helping humans combat loneliness.
Okay,
I don't think that's a good idea. We don't want computers. We already got too much computers. No,
yeah, I know.
We need humans. Humans need humans.
Agreed.
Just mess this up to no end.
Join a club. Go to the library.
Talk to people.
Yes.
Put your phone away.
Ugh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brett Bielma. Got out of practice last night.
Have just finished practice number four. Really excited the way our guys practiced last week under the lights. We were going to go out on the grass field today, but Mother Nature threw some rain at us, so it was good to get some wet turf work out there today. A really, really good day. Moved out into the field. We did red area last week, went into the field this week, today, and excited about that. And really for the four practices that we've had down, I know everybody hates four practices. What you do with them is what you do with them, and our guys have really attacked these 4 days. I thought Saturday night under the lights, we did a lot of red area, a lot of competition, and our guys are definitely enjoying the game. This is a really fun group to be around as a head coach, literally to come to practice every day, do what we do. It's truly an enjoyable time to be in the building. So really excited about where we're at, where we can go.
Okay, so I haven't seen a thing. I don't know anything, Coach. What do we look like?
We're long. We're athletic. I don't know what we're going to play like, but we sure look good. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have benefited from Tank's room, and there was a point this summer when we got done with practice, and I'm just looking at our guys, and I literally said, hey, first team, 11 personnel on offense, get out in front, which is obviously our O-line, a tight end, three wideouts, our quarterback, and a running back, and I said, just look at these guys, right? And then I said, first team base defense, so our defense got out there. Most of them had just got done running. They had their shirts off, and I mean, we look good. We perform at a high level. They play with great intensity. I think with our length, I don't think we've gotten slower. Kids like football. They, you know, one of the things that jumped out to me, Jimmy was here for a couple of days, and I asked him on the first couple of days, just kind of observe. You're seeing us for the first time. You've never really seen us work out. And he just commented about, you know, some of the things that I just mentioned, you know, the length, what we are, the way we practice, the buy-in of our kids. I think when I get coaches that are really good coaches from outside coming in for the first time, I really want to hear what they see, and that's really, there's another visitor out here today who's been around a lot of football that said the same thing, the energy, the excitement, the intensity, the way our guys play.
You know, transfer portal's a big term these days, Coach. How about us?
Yeah, Demetrius and really Clayton Bush, both guys that we brought in out of the portal world at the safety position, and I, honestly, Prince Ford, a corner, has looked good, so our three transfers at DBs, and you go back to the spring, Nicario Harper, those four guys are in our mix. They're in the two deep extremely athletic. Demetrius is a very he's a very aggressive. He's high football IQ, really locked in. He's kind of a guy that's jumped out here through the first 4 days. I would say Clayton Bush athletically, he's very, very gifted as well, and he takes to the game very quickly, like where he's at. I think our transfer world in general, you look at Tanner Arkin on offense, like he's definitely made a big jump from where he was. Alex Capta-Jones like just came in. He's literally been here less than a month and made four or five huge catches here in the last two or three days. So that portal world's continued to treat us pretty good. We don't go into it a lot. When we go in, it's very intentional, and it's been good.
All right, what about expansion?
I think in today's recruiting, you sell that to kids big time. You know, I have in my office every conference stadium we play in, and now to have coast to coast, got to get a new graphic, but it's a good thing to have.
But, Coach, can you believe where we are in college football?
Well, I think it's just a part of the world we're in, right? I mean, because of those little things you guys are recording me with and because of technology, like, it's just kids, it doesn't phase them, I don't think, much anymore, right? And I know our kids are excited. We briefly talked about it last night on Sunday. I like to take a look at college football, and I think they're excited about it. You know, I think that anything that brings a new opportunity to be somewhere they've never been, I think it gets those kids excited.
I tell you what, to me, the demeanor of Coach Brett Bielema, the Illinois football coach entering his third year, he's sitting at a Texas Hold'em table, and he's got pocket aces. He loves this makeup. He loves the direction of the program. Are we going to win them all? Nah, probably not. Are we going to win eight? I don't know. I want six. The Stevie J goal of success is six. That means we go postseason again, get 15 more practices. And then if we win more than six, fantastic, but I got to get to six. We have to follow up last year with a good year, because that seems to have been the struggle we've had in this program for about 50 years. So we've got to follow up with a bowl. And he seems very upbeat. He seems very optimistic. I don't know how we're going to play, but I like how we look.
Mm-hmm.
We're long and athletic. The guys had their shirts off. I can imagine how that looks. These guys have the 8 to 12 Packers going on there.
Yeah, that's right.
These guys, it's just a different age. Football players, particularly on the Lions, used to have, guts. That just isn't it.
Yep.
They all are, you know, whatever weight they are, they're ridiculously fast and quick for their size, and thus making the game, you know, physically more dangerous. And it's just, can you imagine a 300...
impactful, so to speak.
320-pound guy, he doesn't have to hit you, just fall on you.
Yeah.
320-pound guy is a massive, you know, house-like figure.
Yes, it
huge.
Is.
Anyway, it's exciting because 3 weeks from this Saturday, we're kicking it off. So it's starting to get into crunch time. Who's doing what?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going where? Who's doing what? I mean, obviously, we have a dynamic front seven coming back on defense. Can we cover the pass? I don't know. We got the transfer portal. We mentioned 3-4 guys coming in. So, I mean, I don't know. You have to wait and see. What happens when your defensive coordinator takes a head job at Purdue? What's the impact?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he mentioned Jimmy. That was Jim Leonard.
That's right. Came down from Wisconsin as an analyst.
Yeah, he's going to be, you know, there Sunday through Thursday and then home with on the weekend with the kids, which sounds like a pretty good gig.
That's right.
All right, 728. We're talking to a life coach about this whole AI being your new buddy. I think it's a horrible idea and will only drive us deeper into mental depression. Stand by.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company, invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at Pepsi-Cola.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. So we have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls. We have Drea, who does facials. And we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each and then I'll be there and we can make candles too.
So it's going to be just a very relaxing, wonderful time together.
Absolutely, absolutely. We only have 12 tickets available.
And it's what, $400 or $500?
No, it's only $200.
For all of that.
Exactly.
So you're talking facial, massage, the crystal bowls.
Yes.
Which is going to relax and maybe put them to sleep.
Exactly.
And then they might make candles.
Exactly. And you'll walk out feeling like the best version of yourself. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us, or my Instagram, happyhealing_center.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
This month,
Mike Pence met the requirements to make the stage on Monday, his campaign announcing they just crossed the 40,000 donor threshold set by the RNC. He'd already met the polling threshold. Pence is the eighth candidate to make the grade.
Fox's Ted Linder, the August 23rd event in Milwaukee on the Fox News Channel. Former President Trump has threatened to skip the debate. The polls are open in Ohio's special election on ballot initiatives to amend the state constitution, which could decide the fate of abortion. At least two people are dead from vicious storms across the eastern half of the nation. Power crews are working this morning to restore more than a million people who did lose electricity. The price of gas remains at $3.82, but up 4 cents from a week ago. That from AAA. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Illinois expanding racial classification categories when reporting statistical data within state agencies. A bill that bends the Uniform Racial Classification Act to create a Middle Eastern or North African category. Amendment will require agencies to include the new category when reporting statistical data on ethnic or racial categories. Portion of 4th Street closed beginning in Champaign this week. SNNC Construction closing 4th Street between Daniel and Chalmers Streets. That in order to complete a sanitary sewer repair. Work expected to be done by Friday. Illinois will soon outlaw advertising for firearms that officials determine produces a public safety threat or appeals to children, militants, or others who might later use the weapons illegally. As the state continues its quest to curb mass shootings, Illinois would be the eighth state to approve legislation that allows such lawsuits against firearm manufacturers or distributors. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, Jim, thank you. ESPN 93.5 weather brought to you by Carl.
Keep your children ready for anything and at the top of their game as you schedule your school and sports physicals at a location near you. Visit carl.org for details.
Don't get everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Banff is steady. By and large, pretty quiet and eventful spell and typical early August temperature and humidity levels anticipated. Be still a series of frontal boundaries on the move, and of course where there's been excess rainfall, just a slightest amount of garden variety amounts, which we'll see back in here tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night, may again push things into standing water mode if they're not there already in some areas to the north and still south and southwest of Champaign County in particular, coming off the weekend rainfall. A little patchy fog around this morning, temperatures in check, humidity levels as well, 82, may still bubble up a stray shower thunderstorm late this afternoon and this evening, low down to 61 as skies turn fair, tomorrow increasing clouds, a little more significant wet weather system comes our way in the afternoon and the first part of tomorrow night. Highs near 80, lows tomorrow night at 65, sunshine at 83 on Thursday. Still a lingering shower chance Friday into Saturday. Highs up near 85 on Friday, low to mid 80s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Artificial intelligence robots could potentially help combat human loneliness. It's a new study. These mechanical companions could assist isolated individuals, reducing the potential health risks that come with chronic solitude. Christy Kearns, Master Certification Life Coaching. How are you, Christy?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm fine. Okay, I have one response to this idea. No. No.
You're right.
No, we're not going to use a machine. We got enough machines in our life. We need humans, don't we?
That's the same response I have. No, exactly. Yes, we do. We need humans.
Okay, so we got this thing we're unleashing. Nobody has any idea where it's going with AI. It's amazingly helpful. If you type something in, to this AI, they can spit out words. You know, write me a 4-minute speech on gun control. Boom! I mean, what are we into, Christy? This is incredible, but yet dangerous.
It is. It's incredible and dangerous at the same time. And I've been actually doing some masterminds with this just to make sure how we can keep it safe, because it obviously can go south very fast. But it's very, very interesting. And I mean, I tap into it and try and learn about it, but not the whole AI robot or companionship aspect. I don't understand that still.
Well, I mean, I think our mental health has been absolutely zapped. I mean, really, we got really hurt as a country and a people around the world just because of COVID. And we're still recovering from that. And I think it's going to be a long, long time. And that was because we were isolated. We were told to be afraid. We walked around, we still do, with masks, depending on who you are and certain things. I saw a woman last night and she looked very sickly. And I would have told her to put on a mask, because I didn't want her to catch anything, that kind of thing. So whatever that is, it's just still a trigger for me, and I struggle with it. See, stop, no more mask, I'm tired of it. The whole thing, it's affected all of us.
It has. It made us feel even lonelier, and the lack of socialization. So that's where this is going to be even detrimental, more negative approach on it. You know, even though they offer communication, and they can be there and help you with things, they don't have a soul. They lack empathy. No matter how advanced that they are, they're not going to be able to fill the humans what this human soul needs.
Our connection isn't the best, Christy. I don't know if we can improve it, but I just want to make sure I don't miss any of your important words. Christy Kearns on the Tavins Towing phone line. Okay, so what would you tell someone who is isolated, who doesn't have a lot of contact with people?
Right. I was just looking up that's 50 years older, suffering from depression and symptoms because they don't feel well. Maybe they have a broken heart because their partner has passed away and so many of their friends have passed away. What can we do, Christy?
Well, we could literally, obviously, the elders they have family members are in homes or something. Prioritize face-to-face interactions is very, very important. Limit your screen time, obviously, when it comes to TV, social media, and everything. Create those boundaries. Join social groups or clubs, anything that you're passionate about and want to engage in. That would be very helpful to have a companion in that aspect, even if it's at a nursing facility. Or, you know, I know that they have the community buses that come pick up and take to events for the elderly. So that's just keep pushing those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's a challenge, right? I mean, we're all trying to figure things out, and the world feels a little upside down and a lot of issues and stuff. I don't know. Probably a good time to be a coach, Christy.
It's a very good time, and I'm very blessed and thankful. But yes, you know, this is my whole mission, is make sure that we keep on, you know, being humans, because keeping our emotional skills, socialization skills prioritized, because we have to have that to survive. We have to.
How do people find Christy Kearns, Kerns?
You can find me at masteringyourlife@christy.com or I'm on LinkedIn as well.
Hey, thanks for your time, Christy. Appreciate it very much, from Dallas, Texas this morning. So I got ChatGPT right here.
Yeah.
And let's see if I can show you something. Write me a 1-minute talk on hope. Okay. Sure. Here's a 1-minute talk on hope. Good afternoon, everyone. Today I want to talk to you about the incredible power of hope. In a world that often presents us with challenges and uncertainties, hope is like a guiding light that keeps us moving forward. It's that spark of optimism that whispers, there are better days ahead. Hope is what fuels our resilience and determination. When we face obstacles, hope gives us the strength to persevere and find solutions. It's the belief that even in the darkest moments, there is a glimmer of possibility. Hope inspires us to dream big, set goals, and work tirelessly to achieve them. Think about the times when hope has carried you through tough times, reminding you that this too shall pass. It's the force that unites communities as people come together to support one another and create positive change. Hope motivates us to be the best versions of ourselves, to strive for a better future for ourselves and for generations to come. So let's cherish hope. Let's hold on to it tightly, nurture it, share it with others. Because when we have hope, we have the power to shape our destinies, overcome any obstacles, and create a world filled with endless possibilities. Thank you.
Man.
1 minute.
Less than 20 seconds from you telling the phone to come up with a 1 minute hope speech.
I mean, isn't that amazing?
That was amazing. I'm totally doing that if someone puts me on the spot next time.
Well, all you have to do is give me a whatever.
Right.
I can have a 15-minute speech on hope.
Right.
I mean, it is. So for that, you know, you got to understand that when people give speeches, the high-level ones, most of them have writers, right?
Yeah.
What does this do to the writing profession?
I know.
What does this do to, here.
It makes me think about the situation of the writers under strike right now.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they can write me a dialogue.
I mean, maybe.
Write me a comedic scene of 30 seconds for a sitcom. Write me a comedic scene in a 30-second version for a sitcom. I didn't say the word very well. Okay. Scene in a 30-second version for a, see if it knows what sitcom is.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it does. Anyway, this is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They just did it. Uh-huh. Living room scene.
Okay.
Characters A and B are trying to assemble a piece of furniture, but they're struggling with it.
Oh.
Okay, I think this goes here. Actor B. No, that's definitely not. Maybe this one. They're trying to piece it together. Oh, this is like a puzzle designed by aliens. Anyway, they just told you the scene. It told you everything.
Right.
Just like that. So I don't know. It's like when we first got to, you know, the dial up. You've got mail. I mean, it's like, oh, how cool is that? AOL.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on AOL. Are you? Anyway, it's just we're into territories and waters that an amazing thing. And then you have to do a graduation speech. You have to do this. Tell them what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You tweak it to make it more apropos. But for people that talk and do speeches, they have their own thing. They're very gifted. They know what they want to say and how they want to say things. But this certainly can aid you in a pinch,
mm-hmm.
or when you don't have prepared words. But if you have it, say here, write this in a legal way, it'll do that too. And again, you should consult with your lawyer. I wouldn't trust a machine on heavy duty legal. But for legal phrasing, it'll come up with a legal way to say stuff.
Huh.
It's just pretty remarkable. It's ChatGPT, and it's quite a tool. But again, what does it lead to? What does it mean? I mean, how do teachers in high school or college on a term paper, how do they know it's not ChatGPT?
Right.
How do you know that? I think there were guards. I was understanding there were guards where you can actually cross check and see if GPT wrote it. But what if you wrote half of it? You have to do the work, otherwise your brain doesn't grow.
Right.
You can't get a degree if you don't do the work. So there's all of that. All right, it's 7:43. We jump to some morning sports, ESPN 93.5.
The St. Louis Cardinals are in Tampa Bay with a 5:40 start, using Miles Michaelis on the mound and Zach Eflin for the Rays. It will have Carlos Caruso on the mound for the New York Mets tonight after their 11-2 win over the Chicago Cubs. Cubs using Jameson Taillon on the mound. Chicago White Sox over the New York Yankees. That final was 5-1. They've got a 7-10 start. When it comes to our Illini, some trending stories. U of I golf with the 23-24 schedule, Stevie. Illinois will host the Olympia Fields action.
Yep.
And wrapping up the season right before the postseason. at the Atkins U of I Golf
Course. Kind of like last year, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or this earlier this year.
That's right.
Yeah, great.
So another trending story is I think it's our third time with the Jimmy V Classic. Remember the overtime win, I believe, over Texas last year. Madison Square Garden, December 5th. Is when we'll face Florida Atlantic. Did you have the chance to? Were they in the ones?
I think they made the final four.
The Cinderella story.
I think they were. It's amazing how quickly we forget even who won the national championship.
Right. I mean, we tore up our brackets and we're like, nobody we picked has made it.
Who won the national basketball championship 4 months ago?
Right. I mean,
I'd have to really
ask your Chat GPT.
That's right.
Whatever to figure out all that. I don't know. So in any case, we also had
it was in Connecticut, I think. UConn.
Was it?
I think it was UConn. I mean, we have no clue.
Again.
Absolutely no idea.
John Mackey Award watch list, tight end Tip Ryman, number 89. We'll be watching for how he's been doing, announced by the Mackey Foundation recently. Illinois Soccer in Southeast Missouri State had an exhibition game with Illinois Soccer on top 3-0. They're returning 19 letter winners on the soccer team and coming off a 7-7-4 season. August 12th will be in Normal to take on ISU in an exhibition game. So I don't know if you saw any of the fight where Tim Anderson got suspended 6 games and Jose Ramirez with a 3-game suspension, but that happened with the Chicago White Sox and Cleveland over the weekend.
So I can't remember people dropping the gloves.
And
looking like boxers.
Like a boxing match is about to begin.
Usually people are grabbing people before
exactly.
That. And you know you have to go out there.
It almost looks staged.
But it's a baseball unwritten rule that if that happens, you have got to run out there.
That the benches should clear.
You have to.
Let's do the brawl.
Everybody has to go out there and try and, you know, see what's going on and protect each other, all that stuff. But it's a baseball requirement to run out there and make sure that you are part of it to show your loyalty to your team. But that was very unusual.
Wow.
And Tim Anderson got the worst of it, got clocked and fell off his feet.
But passed the concussion protocol. And
it was spreading a little bit in there, too.
And evidently, they're both being fined and both will appeal.
It was just one of those where, what's the guy? It was Tim Anderson
and Jose Ramirez.
He slid in and Anderson was straddling him.
Oh.
And just kind of held the glove on him for a while. And then he didn't like that. Got up and said, pointed to, you know, don't do that anymore. And then it started. So I think Anderson initiated the contact.
Okay.
So that's why he got double the, it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
I mean, White Sox, doesn't really, they're not very good.
Right.
As far as postseason. It matters from the standpoint of why'd you do that. And the White Sox were just on the top of the world 2 years ago. This is the team. Now it's all busted up. They brought Tony La Russa in. It didn't work. They were .500, and they're way bad this year. So I don't know what happened to the White Sox, but there was a moment there that they thought this was going to be another World Series-type team. So that didn't work out. And it's they traded people to deadline and everything else. All right, 7:48. Dr. Todd will be coming up in just a few. Our veterinarian on Tuesday, ESPN 93.5.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Whether your regular beauty counter has disappeared or you want a beauty refresh, then it's time to visit Merle Norman. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you can depend on Merle Norman Cosmetics to satisfy all your beauty needs. From advanced skincare solutions to the latest looks and color, we're locally owned and ready to help you with expert guidance and award-winning products. No wonder we've been the go-to brand for millions of women since 1931. Visit us today at 706 West Market View Drive over by Subway.
All right, check of weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, they still have got some great summer programs to tap into. The Urbana, the mobile recreation unit, too, could be popping by a neighborhood near you. Find out more at urbanaparks.org.
They'll get everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Draw, Champagne, and vicinity. By and large, pretty quiet and eventful spell in typical early August. Temperature and humidity levels anticipated. Be still a series of frontal boundaries on the move. And of course, where there's been excess rainfall, just the slightest amount of garden variety amounts, which we'll see back in here tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night, may again push things into standing water mode if they're not there already in some areas to the north and still south and southwest of Champaign County in particular, coming off the weekend rainfall. A little patchy fog around this morning. Temperatures in check. Humidity levels as well. 82. May still bubble up a stray shower thunderstorm late this afternoon. And this evening, low down to 61. The skies turn fair. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. A little more significant wet weather system comes our way in the afternoon and the first part of tomorrow night. Highs near 80. Lows tomorrow night at 65. Sunshine at 83 on Thursday. Still a lingering shower chance Friday into Saturday. Highs up near 85 on Friday. Low to mid 80s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solgay.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Ferrix Trucking. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have, we're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, you know, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard. Sometimes, you know, we have through EAP and different work things that we can have helped us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers that get me through it. And, you know, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
ChatGPT, give me rules entering a restaurant. Okay, managers A and B discussing new rules. This just came up 30 seconds. Good afternoon, everybody. Today we're here to discuss important updates to our entrance rules to ensure a safe and enjoyable dining experience for our patrons. Just like that. This ChatGPT is just like, write me this, write me that, give me 20 minutes, give me 2 minutes, give me 30 seconds, and the thing just pops on your screen, any subject at all. How in the world does that work? How does it? I mean, it probably does book reports, right? I mean, let's try a book report, shall we? Give me a two-minute book report on Les Miserables. Yep. Just Les Miserables by Victor Hugo is a timeless literary masterpiece that explores themes of love, justice, redemption, and the human spirit's capacity for for change. This story follows Jean Valjean, an ex-convict who breaks parole and embarks on it just like that.
Wow.
I mean, you didn't even read the book and you can write about it.
Yeah. Since we're having trouble with Dr. Todd, because, you know, maybe there's puppies in his life and, you know, they're all over the place on their sleeping pattern. Ask him about clipping a dog's nails, what they come up with on that.
How do you clip a dog's nails?
Because I'm having trouble with my dog.
Clipping a dog's nails requires care and patience to ensure the process is safe. You know, those can bleed.
I know. But we need to get something done. They're like an inch.
Well, then if your doggy doesn't like it, you might have to give him a sedative.
We do, and they muzzle her, and she still growls, and people are not happy about clipping her nails.
Yeah, and they say when they're puppies, it's a little late now, but you're supposed to handle their feet.
She's seven, The ship has sailed, and I know we have her on the concrete patio and hoping that it files it down a little bit.
Not going to do that.
She's still clickety-click.
Yeah, you're going to just have to give her sedative and put her under.
Okay.
What are you going to do? Because they'll growl and bite you.
I know it.
So you'll have to, that's just a drag. So I have a 10-point thing on how to clip nails.
Thank you.
What does it say about muzzle and bite me? Right? It's just oh my gosh. So it's the ChatGPT thing. We were talking about AI for loneliness, which is a zero.
Right.
But listen, there are also situations where people are alone and they don't have much going on from the standpoint of schedule. They're older, maybe. And then if you can reach out and go see somebody that's alone for 5 minutes, that's nice.
Yeah.
It would really, really help.
Mm-hmm.
I think I told the story before. We had something called the Hug Club. It's probably been 20 years. I used to go to nursing homes with listeners. And our sole purpose was to hug people.
Yeah.
Because they just sent, but I'll never forget the woman who was in bed and she probably didn't know where she was because her eyes were glassy and it just looked like she just didn't know anything. I mean, but she was alive and she was hugging a teddy bear and she had to be 90 something. And I reached down, I gave her a hug and my cheek touched her cheek and her skin shuddered. Had to mean it hadn't been touched in a very, very long time.
Right.
So you think about that. And then you're going, well, that's probably very normal. Well, it is. But it's not easy to forget. There's so many people that need so much comfort and care. It's an endless proposition.
Right.
So, you know, I remember walking out one time. I said, Lord, there's just, it's like sand on a beach. I don't know. So you do what you can.
Yeah.
And if you do a little, it might help a lot.
Right.
And so if you reach out, I've said this a few times before in the past, you reach out and call somebody today you haven't talked to in a long time. And don't have a purpose.
Right.
I need something.
Hey, just checking in.
Yeah, checking in with you. Yeah, yeah. And it's just, they appreciate that. And you never know that. You don't know the ripple effect. But, man, there are some people in need. And maybe more now in our country than ever before. And some of them are totally lost souls that need a whole bunch. And some people are just feeling alone and left to your own... It isn't any good because your brain can tell you stuff that isn't true and your brain tells you all the time negative things.
Negative.
And it tells you can't do this and you can't do that. And you're not good enough. You're not worthy. You're not this. You're not that. It's amazing where we could go without the negative self-talk. And then you have the best idea in the world. It's going to make $1 billion and your family pounds on you for coming up with such a stupid idea.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
I know.
How negative we can be, and why would we discourage anybody about anything if they have hope to do it? You go do it. You don't say you can't.
Yeah, try to find some resources and encourage.
But it's amazing, even the closest people in your life will criticize and say stuff that isn't very nice.
Right.
And so that back to the do something kind for somebody today is a sappy way to say help. And do something.
Yeah.
And even if, again, I left a voicemail for a friend yesterday I hadn't talked to a long time. He said, I'm just checking in on you. But just do that. All right, going to break for the news. Come back lots more in our final hour. It's ESPN 93.5. It is Tuesday morning. This is August the 8th, by the way. There are 815 schools that are back in session in
wow.
two dozen states.
Is that right? This and, early?
Yeah. And apparently they're trying something in these various states of four-day week schools.
I see.
And it's the purpose of trying to attract people to the profession. And my first thought was, what about the kids? We should be all in on the kids, not, adapting to the teachers.
Right.
But I mean, is it better for the kids to have 4 days? What about the fifth day? What are the parents doing for daycare kind
right,
of thing?
Right.
I don't know. I think the best for the kids is have a good solid day of growth and productivity, but that's easier said than done sometimes, depending on where you're going to school.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're just trying to keep them safe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a 4 day work week would be, I think everybody would love that. I mean, if you're just saying, hey, you want to work 4 days this week? Sure.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
would enjoy that. That's kind of the trend, and schools are trying it. Anyway, some are already back in school on this August 8th. The news now at 8 o'clock. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.